dear brothers and sisters. We have gathered together here just to consider over the grave question of the mystery of life. What it is, how it can be solved. So I will place before you certain self-evident facts, self-evident truths, which everybody sees and knows, but we have never cared to go into detail of them. First self-evident truth is that God made man, which is considered to be the highest in all creation. Because all scriptures speak very highly about man's body, because in this man's body alone we can know God, and to know God we must know ourselves. Like knows the like. God cannot be met with the seen with the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. It's the soul alone that can know God, the oversoul. The masters came in the world and they solved the mystery of life. Whosoever met with them, they were also succeeded in solving the mystery of life. When they left the scene to keep their teachings alive, these so-called social bodies or religions came into being. These religions were made for the uplift of man, and man was not made for these religions. He had to simply make the best use of the religions they have joined. Christianity came into being, into existence, about 2,000 years back when Christ visited the world. Similarly, other religions had their own date. Sikhism came into being only 500 years back. Mohammedanism came into being about 1,500 years back. And the Buddhist came about 5,000 years back. So these religions started after the masters left the scene to keep their teachings alive for the guidance of the child humanity, to enable them to solve the mystery of life. So as I have said before, these religions were made for the uplift of man, and man was not made for the religions. So great is man. Upanishad, Rigveda tells it is the place where God can be manifested. It is the place of the divine God. Similar, all others said it is 6-9 doors house in which Lord Rama lives. And others also spoke very highly about man. He is considered next to God. The angels were asked by God to bow down before the man body. So even the Upanishads, as I say, if they would like to realize God, they must take the form of man body. So we are fortunate to have this man body. Now we'll have to unravel it. What is man? We have got man body. We are someone else which carries this body. This body works so long as we are in the body, and we are in the body, conscious entities we are. It draws for the ocean of all consciousness and enlivens the whole body. So we are in the body. This is the wonderful house we live in which there are so many apertures, two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, mouth, and to underneath, the indweller cannot run away out of it. It is controlled. The body works so long as we are in the body, We are in the body so long as that power controls us in the body. That is the God introspection power which controls us in the body and has also all universe under the control. So God has given equal privileges to all men alike. Born the same way, outer construction the same, two hands, two feet, two eyes, two nostrils, and inner construction also the same. Man has got stomach, lungs, every morning municipality throws out filth from the body. So as a man, we are all got the same privilege from God, no high, no low. And further, we are conscious entities, in the upper the ocean of all consciousness, we have got the same faculty, attributes, and a smaller scale as God has. We are of the same essence as that of God, and as such we are all brothers and sisters in God. And the power which we worship is the same for all called by different names. So as man we are all one, as soul we are all brothers and sisters in God, children of the same Father, brotherhood of man, fatherhood of God, and we are worshippers of the same power called by different names. So unity already exists, we have forgotten. Masters come from time to time to just get us realize this unity which already exists in man and we have forgotten. So we all belong to the class of man. So as such, this is the true relation which God has given us and we have forgotten. So Master come here, just join us in this true relation which already exists and we have forgotten. Masters, when they come, they say, oh man, you are under grand delusion. You are not the body, you have got the body. Body is made up of matter, which is combination of elements, which are changing at every moment of life. The whole world outside is also made of matter, changing at the same speed as our body is changing. Now, we are identified with the body under the control of mind and outgoing faculties, so much so that you have forgotten ourselves. We are now worked from the level of man-body, which is changing. And this is a grand illusion in which we are in. The learned and the unlearned both are undergoing the same delusion. So unless we come out of this delusion, we cannot see the things in the right perspective. The whole world is changing, as I tell you. Body is also changing. We are identified with the body. The whole world appears to be stationary, whereas it is all changing. So Master come and tell us, look here, you are not the man body. You are the conscious entity. You have got your true home, where there is all consciousness. Ever since you have left that home, you have not returned to your true home of your Father. How long will you continue to be under this grand delusion? Just come out of this delusion. And Marshall have been praying in very clear words, well, look here, this place is not your place to live in. This is only temporary place. Your true home is somewhere else, which is unchanging in permanence. So all Master, whether they came in one religion or the other, they all said the same, of course, in their own languages. So they come and say, wake up, please. How long will you go on in this delusion? You must come out and know yourself, who you are, what you are. This is the slogan, you see, all rishis of the old and all masters, whether they came in the east or the west, all said the same thing, of course, in their own language. Greek philosophers said the same thing, Vinotisio at all. Old Latin philosophers also said the same thing in their own Latin language, Nasi Tipsum. And Guru Nanak says, unless you know yourself by self-analysis who you are, what you are, you cannot be out of this delusion. So, first self-evident truth is that God made man with equal privileges. We all belong to the class of man, no high, no low. Ever since we joined the various schools of thought, we are bearing these labels of the different schools of thought. If you take off all those labels, we remain all the same as man. First, self-evident truth is that. So, second one is self-evident truth that we are conscious beings, conscious entities. This body is being run on account of us. When you leave the body, it is a cloud of earth, put underground or cremated, according to the customs of the various schools of thought. So it is we who are living the body. The body works so long as we are in the body, and self-evident truth. Third one is, we are controlled in the body, we are not at liberty to leave, run away from the body, according to wish and pleasure. But when that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. So this unity exists. We have forgotten. So they say, in man body only you can realize God. This is third evident truth, which has been given by all masters who came in the past, east or west. All scriptures speak of them. In man body only you can know God. To know God you must know yourself. Yes. So it is a golden opportunity. Master comes say, oh man, if you have not realized God, well, you've got this golden opportunity of man body, then why do you speak of so much of your greatness? Your greatness lies in the fact only that you have known God, as you have to know God. If that is not achieved, then your all greatness carries no weight. So this is what they say. You know, others are so, this man body has been given to us. It is great, I mean, golden opportunity we have got. It is the time to know God. It is thy turn to meet God. All other actions are only a reaction of the past, but we are bound. So in man body we are bound to some extent, and also free within certain limits. Just a railway line is laid down, train has to run over it. Further, you are at liberty which way you would like to lay down the lines. Similar man body, we have to reap the fruit of the reactions of the past, first thing, and the second one, we are free. We can direct our way back to God. So this is why this has been called the highest in all creation. Taittira Upanishad says, when the souls of the rishis return after enjoying the bliss of the higher planes, they chose the man body to enter. So man body is considered to be the highest in all creation. We are fortunate we have got that body. So you'll find this world is not our home. It is temporary for a few days, and this body also given to us for a short period, to just make the best use of it to know God. All masters who came in the past, east or west, all had this body and they left the body. And in the same way we'll have to leave body someday and all have left the same. So for that reason, we in contact with the mind and matter, soul is going round and round according to the law of karma. So we should man, as we are environment, mind and senses, mind is never satisfied. The more it gets, the more it desires. So as I told you, we are under a grand delusion. And that delusion comes from the man's body. We are the indweller of the man. Yes, go. So we are conscious entities. God plus mind or desires is man, and man minus mind God. So we are micro gods, as it were to say, of the same essence as that of God. But we have forgotten ourselves. Now the remedy is, Master say, we have found God within this man body. Body is the temple of God, in which we reside, and also that controlling power which keeps us in the mind. Both reside in the same house. Pity it is that the soul, the outward expression of which is attention, that is diverted to all outside things and identified with them so much so that it is forgotten ourselves. So we have to, Master says so that they have found, but we ask them why? Why can't we see? They say, because their mind standing between thee and God. That the first step that you will have to take effective way is to control the mind. Unless mind is controlled, we cannot meet God. So how to control the mind? That's the point. Mind has got two likings, you see. One, it's very fond of taste outside, and the other is very fond of beauty and very fond of music. In the outside things, these two things especially attract the mind. Very beautiful scenery and very sweet music, tunes of the music. So this outward sound carries mind to the verge of matter, not transcend it. But God has kept a music of the spheres, light, which is more attractive, more bliss-giving than the outer light, music and the scenery. And that is the two aspects of the God into expression power, called Naam, or world. God is nameless. When it came into expression, that power that came into expression is called Naam, and that is called the whole creation, reverberating in all creation. Similar, worldness came into being, called world. In the beginning was the world, and world was with God, and world was God, and the whole creation came into being after that. So that world, or Nama, has two aspects, very attractive, very blissful. In it, it's got two aspects, light and sound. So when it gets this sweetness of those things within, then naturally all outer attractions don't affect you. So you'll find the masters, they give us a contact with that God into expression power, is called Naam or world, which has got two aspects of light and sound. At the time of initiation, it gives a boost to raise you up from the control of the bondage of mind and outgoing faculties. You rise above it, and you are given first an experience of that light and sound, which is very tasteful, very blissful, most peace-giving. Once you have got that taste, outer enjoyments don't attract you. So this is a gift given by the Master at the time of initiation. It gives you some contact, maybe more or less, according to each man's background, and that we have to dwell from day to day. The more it gets bliss from there, the more outward attachments are left. So for that reason, it is said, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation, but it is within you. This is a contact, the demonstration of this is given by the Master when they come. They further go to explain further how these outgoing faculties attract us outside. And why these five demons, I would say, lust, anger, taste, and nose, etc., these things attack men outside. And we are all, he raises us from the level of the outgoing faculty, which end at its eye level. When you rise above, these things do not assault you. You rise above their level where they attack. So they advise us what to do to transcend this man body, come out of this delusion in which we are sleeping. Kabir says, O man, how long will you continue sleeping in this delusion? Man body is the time for your rising. If you do not rise now, when will you rise? Master, help us to come out of this delusion. Just like you see, the eggs are laid down under the hen. After some time, and speaks to the children, look here, there's great light outside, there's great many things to eat outside, and the children within that shell say, oh mother, it might be so, but we are in the dark. You see, when the hen pinpecks, that shell of the that is broken, it says, it's all right. Similar something to that, the Master helps us to be born anew. Amongst Hindus, there's a custom of making the children twice born. First birth is in this body, and second birth is into the beyond. They gave them the characterment of the 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children. They made them twice born and gave them the Gayatri Mantra, which tells all this. There's rays of sun within you. Just rise above and see the Son of God rising within you. So they were given twice born. Now that this custom still prevails among the Hindus, but they give them the same Gayatri Mantra, but don't give them demonstration of this light and sound. Similarly, Christ also refers to it. He said, except you be born in you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And the man, very learned advocate over there, came up to him, well, oh Lord, how can we re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? Then he called him and look here, don't you know spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? Then he said, laid a message on it, you must be reborn. So this is a rebirth which is had at the feet of the Master, who is competent, who traverses into the beyond at his own will and pleasure, with the grace of God, and let us be helped to rise into the beyond. St. Paul said, I die daily. And similar, all other masters say, in their own language of course, learn to die daily 100 times a day at your will and pleasure. This is what Guru Nanak says. Kabir says, because we have not learned the true art of dying by rising above body consciousness while alive, that is why we always come and go. Man who is accustomed to it, daily rising above body consciousness, if he hears of the word death, he is overjoyed, because all glory and beauty lies within you. Dadu and many others say the same thing. Learn to die before you die physically, outside. And the Prophet Muhammad also, all say the same thing. It is a quotation from the scriptures. He says, O man, learn to die before you die, physically, outside. Then the man questioned him, is it the death which will lead us to the grave? And the Master told him, no, it is not a death which leads you to the grave, but it is something rising from darkness into light. The sun will set this side and rise in the other side. So it is something like that. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Very practical question. This is what is the experience of which, a demonstration of which is given by the Master at the very outset. And we have to, just by regular practice, rise from day to day at our own pleasure, will and pleasure. But this does not end the whole thing. Where the world philosophy ends, there the religion starts, truly speaking. ABC of the spirituality starts when you rise above body consciousness. So the word take cross daily also means the same thing. When you stand up with your outstretched arms, you'll find you have to rise above this take. Take cross daily. So this is how the masters give us an impetus to rise into the beyond, where the ABC of the spirituality really starts. Then there's further planes and planes, there are many mentions in the house of our Father. So the fifth self-evident truth is, God realized a realization not possible without a master, without a guru. In the outward things, if you find any subject which concerns our outgoing faculties or intellect, there we want the guidance of somebody who is expert there. This is something which starts when you rise above body consciousness. Naturally, you need somebody to guide you there. Maulana Rumi says, you want to make a pilgrimage to some holy place, to take somebody who is already pilgrimage to that place. So this is something we must have, somebody who is conversant, who knows the way beyond this man body. Even from the very child is born, mother, father, brother, sister are teachers. In the schools they are teachers. In all outward subjects we also want a teacher over there. But they can teach us outside things relating to the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. This is something into the beyond. So they will tell us how to vacate the mind from the portals of the body and enter into the tenth door where the soul lives at the time of death. So you will find references to this in our scriptures, east or west both. Straight is the way and narrow, straight is the gate and narrow the way. It's very circuitous to pass through this way. And the eastern scriptures tell us it is as fine like an air of breath of air, very fine. We have to leave everything aside, only soul can rise above through that gate, not no other. So man, to nine doors you'll find this is very way up, master, way up into the beyond. It is a very difficult job, you will find. Yogis that spent hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. They start from the lower chakras, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and rise to the sixth at behind the two eyebrows, and from there they leap into the beyond. And here you'll find the Master give us a very first something to start from the sixth center of the body at the back of the eye. So you'll find this is a great blessing to have a living Master of this, I mean, aptitude rather, qualification, who can give a boost into the beyond. AB starts from there. And further, there's a way from the proper guidance and help, you traverse the place of the true home of your Father. So that requires time factor. Of course, you have started with the conception, all at once from the sixth door of, from the tenth door of the body, which is behind the eye to eyebrow. So nine doors lead, all right, you say. So nine doors lead to the sense world, and the tenth door opens into the world beyond, which is located behind the eyebrows. The Master will tell us where to enter the body and in the living temple of God. He helps us to give that experience, you see. Here, now you will find body is the true temple of God. We have got an ingress into it with the help of some competent master. There that is need. Now the outer temples are made out of the model of man's body. Outer temples. They are all dome-shaped Hindu temples. Churches are all nose-shaped. And masks are forehead shaped. There you keep the two symbols of the God into special power, light and sound. The same bell is ringing in the church, the same bell is ringing in the temple of the Hindus, the same light is lit in the temples, the same light is lit in the churches, the same light is lit in the masks. Where is the difference? The difference are man-made, who are ignorant of the truth. Those whose eyes are opened For them, man body is the true temple of God, and those whose eyes are not opened, for them the door to models were made to tell them how light is from the light within you. They give you a model and then give you a boost within your own self to see, open the inner eye, to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. So masters tell us to come out of the prison houses of evolution and devolution and go back to your true home of the Father. This can be accomplished in man body alone. Seek therefore the help of some perfect master who will guide you on the natural way. This is the natural way back to God, as the light and sound which is called Shabd Yoga. There are other yogas also, but they have their own scope. This natural yoga that gives a contact to you with the God into expression power, the outer two phases of which is light and sound. You just ride on the ray that will take you to the sun. But this light and sound principle lead you to the absolute God. All yogas have their own scope. If you want to go into details of them, one book is the Crown of Life, wherein it is given in detail of each yoga, which is the ultimate scope. And this about the natural yoga, which are put by the masters, is just as you are given below. This is called the Shruti Marg and the Sound Marg. Jyoti Marg and the Shruti Marg is the way back to absolute God. So therefore, attach yourself to the voice of God which is coming within you, calling you back, come home my children. Your place is vacant, occupy your base. Why are you wandering away from to whomever since you have left this body? So, if there is true prayer within, where all human efforts fail, there the prayer succeeds. If it is from your heart of hearts, God is within you, see there. You are very anxious to reach back to your home, then He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can put on the way. In whom is the Word made flesh? So for this, masters enjoin to have a true living. Truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. Normal life of self-restraint is required. So married life is no bar to spirituality if you conduct it according to scripture. Scriptures tell us marriage means taking a companion in life to be with you in weal or woe, and both joined together help each other to know God, because both have got the man body. One duty may be of begetting children. For that you can use that normal way of living, and when the child is in the womb, is born, is suckled, there is self-restraint. The result will see the child will be stout, mother and father both will be stout and strong, and more than half the diseases will be finished. So purity of life of self-centered and normal life of marriage is no bar to spirituality if conducted according to scripture. So masters do not advise leaving your hearts and homes and go to the jungle. They advise those who have been connected with you by the flowing pen of God as a reaction of the past, some as brothers, some as sisters, some as wives, some as husbands, some daughters, some sons. What God has united, we must respect them honestly. Then, for that, we must learn our livelihood honest way, by the sweat of brow, and then stand on your own legs and also help others. God resides in every heart, even the lower, the animals and birds, they also belong to the younger family of the family of God. Have love for them. Love God, love resides in every heart, even in animals, birds and everywhere, so you love everybody. Love knows service and sacrifice. So this is the ideal way of living which the masters prescribe. They say, out of the 24 hours of the day and night, this is your personal, very personal, most personal question, which pertains to you and you alone, because it is you have to leave the body. Nobody will leave it for you, in your place. So we must learn how to leave the body. Loss and means that we conquer death. How to conquer death? You must learn how to leave the body at your will and pleasure. And it's all glory and beauty lies within you. Once you learn to just rise into the beyond, enjoy that bliss, you won't like to come back. So how to conquer that? Those who have attained this, experience, they simply, they are overjoyed when they heard they have to leave the body and go forever. The master that is, I am going to the house of my father. They go jolly. So yesterday and today, in these 2 days, I have laid before you what I have learnt at the feet of my master, as also by the parallel study of religions and of other scriptures. So I am grateful to you all that all of you have paid a very patient hearing. And I hope these thoughts which I have conveyed must have gone home to your hearts. Man, body, we have got, we must make the best use of it, and the very personal question, we must learn how to leave the body at will. Not one by 100 times a day. Such a man is the attitude of the angle of vision is changed altogether. You are in the world, get out of it. The boat of your life is in the rivulet, but water is not in the boat of your life. You will be in the world and remain still unattached and go away straight back to your father's home to enjoy his bliss forever. So I am grateful to you. I have met so many faces here. I am very much fortunate. I have met only once to you, and you are so many met me. Today, so I thank God and you people who have spared time to listen what I have learned and repeat all through my life so far. Thank you.
Damit ist der Vortrag des Meisters beendet. Im Namen des Meisters danken wir Ihnen.
No, it is no lecture room, you see. It is only heart-to-heart talk.
Es ist keine Vorlesung, sondern nur ein Gespräch von Herz zu Herz. Morgen fährt der Meister nach Stuttgart. Das sind meine besten Wünsche. Mit Ihnen fahren Sie fort, regelmäßig Ihre Meditation auszuführen, und Gott wird Ihnen dabei helfen. Mein Segen ist mit Ihnen. Ich weiß, dass Sie mich nicht verlassen mögen, und ich möchte Sie auch nicht verlassen, aber die Zeit ist vorgerückt und die Halle wird geschlossen werden müssen.